get going here as another weekend is upon us, and it's time for us to learn, live, be happy, and don't eat too much. I guess that's the, which is a waste of time to tell you that after having eaten as much as you have over the last couple of days, and we'll continue this weekend. So we'll talk about the health ramifications of eating and drinking a lot as we examine your health and well-being here. It's Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's standing by right now, available to talk with you, to chat with you about your medical issues. 888-553-7536. That's a number to remember. Sometimes people remember it by just in their noggin having 888-55. Dr. Ken, you can chat with us on the phone. You can send us email, drken at drkenshow.com or Dr. Doug. I'm not Dr. Doug. Doug is DougStephan.com. So one of the first items to be reviewed here, Ken, this week is the drinking story and holiday heart syndrome that people have to be aware of. Hopefully it hasn't, within the sound of our voice, attacked or been a problem for anybody who listens to this program, but what is this?
Doug, this is a real thing. The phrase holiday heart, it was coined around 1978. I remember a few years later in the mid-80s, I was an intern and medical resident at Duke University. I first heard it then. And it's a real thing. It's people who have normal hearts during the holidays, they just suddenly imbibe those adult drinks too frequently and too excessively. They also eat too much salt. They get a little dehydrated. Their alcohol levels get high. They start losing fluids because of all the alcohol. So your favorite ion, the magnesium and the potassium, leaves the body. And this just sets up an environment where the electrical system of the heart cannot function normally. And you get rhythm issues, instabilities of the heart rhythm. Most commonly, atrial fibrillation, where the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, and this can set you up for actually clots going to the brain, causing a stroke. It's a real entity. I would urge you, if you ever feel this come on, like your heart is suddenly turning over rapidly in the center of your chest, what you want to do is sit down, cough. That will often break this. Drink some cold water. That will often break this. If you have chest pain associated with this, or if it goes on for more than 5 minutes, you need to call for help.
All right. So drinking and abusing yourself, overeating, does that have any of the same complexities? I mean, really, you know, really overeating.
Well, overeating puts a load on the heart. There's been study after study that shows that you have one heavy meal with a lot of fat, a lot of cholesterol, and that puts a huge load inflammatory-wise and fat-wise on the circulation of the heart. And it is possible, if you're close to having a heart attack with plaque throughout the circulation of the heart, this can be the final straw that starts and triggers that heart attack.
888-553-7536. What's going on health-wise with you? What clarifications would you like to get from Dr. Ken? We go through the major information that comes through every week from the world of health and well-being, whether it be the so-called alternative methods, homeopathic methods, the standard methodology, the Western way, if you will. You just mentioned the word inflame. Inflammation, most people in your field say, is the reason for most all illness. Could you explain that?
Well, the body has an inflammatory system which is supposed to protect it from foreign bodies and also from germs. And this system needs to be there. If it wasn't there, we'd all become bubble babies and we'd have to live inside that bubble. And the first germ that got into us, we'd die. So fortunately, we all have an active, functioning immune system, but sometimes, for reasons which we don't quite understand, the immune system starts attacking the normal parts of the body and destroys the normal parts of the body, and that's where you get disease. And we need to make sure that there's a balance of how effectively and safely the immune system is functioning, and if it's overactive, do things to make sure it's not. And, for example, coronary disease occurs because there's too much excess inflammation in the circulation to the heart combined with excess fat. This is what causes the number one killer of Americans. And whatever we can do to keep that inflammatory system under control, we have measurements for it. We can see the effects of wear and tear on the body from it.
Eating and the results of eating, much of the focus, I'm sure, because of the weekend upon us, where a lot of eating and drinking takes place. So that is probably one of the themes that will follow this Thanksgiving weekend. 888-553-7536. We're going through some of the health news as a precursor, some of the ideas that people get. Oh, I want to find out more about that and how it affects me, that sort of thing. Come about as we discuss some of this news from the world of health from this past week. One of the things, as we talk about eating and drinking and people who are too heavy, there is confusion often, mixed messages. Thus, the idea that came this week from the Archives of Surgery about how much better off you may be when you're under the knife if you're heavy.
Interesting article. I don't know if you want to be massively obese, but you want to have a little bit of meat on them bones. This comes out of the Archives of Surgery this month. Doug, surgical patients with body mass index, that's a little fancy way to the way doctors measure whether you're at the right height and weight combined. If you're at the lower end of normal on this range, you were more likely to die within 30 days of your surgical procedure than those who were in the moderately overweight range. I would not plan on getting obese for your surgery. That's not the take-home line here. The take-home is get healthy as well as you can in the rest of your body before your surgery. Get good nutrition, get good rest, and this is what will help you get through your surgery as well as possible.
888-553-7536. So in light in connecting with that, sticking with this meeting of the Obesity Society, the question whether or not slow eating could be the key to staying slim. If we're slim, again, versus thin, there's a difference. I think some people, especially women, seem to think this idea of being thin is sexy and attractive. You and I don't happen to subscribe to that. The kind of women we're attracted to aren't. But I wonder about, in general, eating and the fact that I think we had a reference. One of our colleagues this week was talking about our boss at the network, who eats extraordinarily slowly, eats a lot, but is very thin.
Doug, this is great news. It's almost as good news as the Christmas present that they announced that we're going to have an NBA season beginning on Christmas this year. But this is really good news. This comes out of the annual meeting of the Obesity Society. It's new research that suggests that a simple way to avoid packing on those holiday pounds is to just eat more slowly. It's pretty simple. Heavier people ate faster in this study, and the slim ones just ate a lot slower. And men, you're eating faster than the women, and it's as simple as that. I think you need to actually think about this. You have to get conscious while you're eating and think about your jaws going together and just slow it down. And I tried it on Thanksgiving, and it helped me a little bit. I felt a little less bloated this year than I normally do.
All right. So we've got a lot of information here about eating, your weight, the diseases that come from the result of having too much weight, inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. And coming up, we're going to focus on your brain and the various things that are new this week affecting your brain. 888-553-7536. And, of course, after we've warmed everybody up, we'll get to your calls. The information here is free, and there's a lot of, I think, excitement about Ken and what he knows, what his approach is. So you'll stay tuned, no doubt. 17 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour.
Set the alarm for Macy's After Thanksgiving Sale. Doors open at 7 a.m. for Saturday specials. Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99 and $59.99. Great sweaters for him, $21.99. Rampage boots for her, $19.99. Regular price coffee, tea, and espresso makers, 40% off. Macy's Saturday Specials, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'm gonna waste.
Store hours vary, savings on regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children. But with unemployment at a 20-year high and a record 16 million American children living in poverty, many children risk facing Christmas without a gift under the tree. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's most disadvantaged children. But while the economy means more donations are needed, it also means fewer people are able to donate. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater. I would ask the American public to throw its support behind Toys for Tots this season by donating that new toy or making that monetary donation. Together, we can bring the joy of Christmas and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated to Toys for Tots at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us through December 4th. And money can be donated through December 24th online at toysfortots.org.
888-553-7536. Tis the season to be jolly. Tis the season to be thankful. I think it's very interesting when you look at how much we thought this is a non-religious holiday. So many people participate. I think it's one of our better holidays, frankly.
It's a great American holiday.
It is. Yeah, right. And one of the things I saw Richard Simmons commenting, it wasn't about counting how many calories you could pile into your stomachs. It was counting your blessings, which I thought was pretty interesting. 888-553-7536. We all actually have a lot to be thankful for. Bruno, let's talk with you and see what we can do. Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken.
Bruno, we're thankful you called. How are you?
Oh, fair. I'm on my way to go do a little hunting.
What's your story, Bruno?
Well, throughout the years, I don't know how long it's been, but I've experienced some pain in my biceps.
Both sides or just one side?
Well, I had lost my right bicep with an injury from lifting a TV, so I had a tear in my ligament.
This was in the days before the flat screen, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on.
And that's for sure. Well, now, yesterday I noticed my pain in my bicep was more prevalent than normal. Throughout the whole day, just about it bothered me, and I noticed even this morning.
All right, so it's just in the bicep. It's not in your shoulders, it's not in your back, it's not in your chest?
Throughout, I've had some times where I went and thought maybe I was having problems with my heart and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but you didn't answer the question. Is the pain in your any place but your bicep? Is it in your shoulder? Is it in your neck? Is it in your back or your chest?
I have some pain in my shoulders.
All right, we have a bad connection. Ken, what do you have to say to Bruno?
Bruno, let me squeeze in here. Which bicep remains, the left or the right?
All right, fooey. We got a lousy. We have a bad cell connection, Ken. So, in a few seconds, does he have to worry about anything?
Well, it depends on his age, his risk factors. You know, this could be what we call an angina equivalent. It could be from the heart. If it's exertional related, especially, it makes me more concerned. But I didn't have a chance to get into his risk profile: blood pressure, blood cholesterol, blood sugar, family history, smoking. All
if you get
to
a better place. We can get a better cell connection. Bruno, try us back again. 21 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now 23 after the hour, you can dial in 888-553-7536 and actually talk to one of the most prominent doctors in our country, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a well-known cardiologist, practiced down in the Orlando area, and he can be reached if you'd like to have a consultation with him about your heart, your circulation, and your well-being in that department. You can call directly, it's toll-free, to his office, 800-LAKE-CARDIO gets through to Dr. Ken. Before we move on to the next caller, Bruno and his bicep problem or his arms, he had a father who died at 76. We did get that information from him. That would not be a risk factor, you said, Ken.
Risk factors for heart disease, for guys, it's guys who've had a heart attack under the age of 55, your parent, that would be a father or your brother. For women, you've had heart attack or sudden death, age 65 or less, that would be your mother or your sister. And those are the people who give you specific risk for heart disease.
Mm-hmm. All right, so think about your own peace of mind. A lot of people, if I may digress here for just a second, Ken, get themselves worked up. We know what stress is doing to our society. You say, and so do others who are experts, that stress kills. It brings so much more pressure onto your heart system. It can create the circumstance in which free radicals get together and create a cancer in you. Stress is like, ay. So people who think the world is spinning down the toilet and you worry about things because you don't have enough money to do this or you don't have enough of whatever it is in your life that seems to make you happy. If I may add some historical backdrop to what's going on right now in the world, I believe that a lot of the problems that we're having today are political, moral, and military corporate greed. And the new book by Pat Buchanan, which basically talks about, it's called The Suicide of a Superpower, speaks to that. But if you look at the information over the course of where we are right now, war is actually declining. It doesn't seem that way to those connected to America, because in America, or America itself, is more at war, more bellicose. But humanity is becoming less violent, generally speaking, according to a study that was done by a psychologist named Steven Pinker. It's astonishing that you find this, because the news media so plays up the worst angle of our nature, Ken, instead of the better angels of our nature. It just seems to me that that's worth a moment or two, because you have said so many times psychology, your state of mind, is so important for good health.
It absolutely is. I've seen this myself. I've read the studies, and those who come to the table with a positive, hopeful attitude just end up doing so much better. And when one has a challenge, you know, it's easy for me to say, but any kind of challenge, mental, physical, personal, family,
right,
adding the emotional end to it that becomes a negative emotions. It just makes it so much worse. So take a deep breath, look at the issue, you know, say what's the worst thing that's going to happen, or say compared to what, how much worse it could be otherwise, or I've made it through this, or what's the worst thing that can happen, and then dig into it one issue at a time.
Nothing is ever as bad as it seems. It really isn't. You work yourself up into a situation, into a thought, and it always
as long as you have a heartbeat and you're breathing.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Diana is the next person with whom Dr. Ken will speak. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I had my gallbladder removed, and ever since I had my gallbladder removed, I have had problems with my stomach. Can that be caused from that?
You must share DNA with my wife. My wife this past spring had her gallbladder removed, and she said the same thing to me a couple days ago. Where is it bothering you? Is it below? I don't mean to be too personal, but is it below the belly button, the umbilicus, or above it?
It's kind of a little bit below. Sometimes it's both.
It's both?
Yes.
Are you having constipation?
Yes. And I have done everything.
Okay.
I've gone to the doctor.
That's what yours sounds like. Probably that's what it is. Have you tried adding some fiber and bran to your diet?
I wasn't sure what kind. I mean, I've ate shredded wheat and stuff like that.
I love it. I'm coming to breakfast. But what I would recommend is some oat bran. You know, bran, it's the hard outer layer of grain. And it's just so healthy, along with the germ. It's the integral part of the whole grain. And I'm not talking about oatmeal. Oatmeal's great, but this is the fraction, the bran fraction of oatmeal. And you have to eat a truckload of oatmeal to get enough oat bran. Go to the grocery store. I'm not giving them a plug, but Quaker, among others. You want to make sure it's the only ingredient in the box. And you fix yourself a serving a day, Diana. It's wonderful. It'll eliminate constipation. It'll eliminate your appetite. And it'll just be a great way to have nice, good bowel movements.
There you go. That sounds like a great RX for that. Thank you, ma'am, for the call. 888-553-7536. Coming up in a few moments, your mind, your body, your brain, how all these things are connected, and the way that stress relief can take place. Because, again, all of the things, the really serious things, are brought about mostly by the stress you place on your body. Or you think it isn't you, but whatever is placed on your body, if you want to make it impersonal. Half past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. The SIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Dr. Ken and Doug, awaiting your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Been on the radio for a long time, almost 2 decades, with Doug, who's been on even longer, and we're going to get you to the next step. You've been to the doctor. It's a revolving door medicine. You're out of the office before you know what happens. I'm sure you have a question. Everybody has a question about either themselves, their spouse, their kids, their parents, their friends, anything about health, head to toe. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Give me the easy ones, the hard ones. I've been in medicine almost 30 years now. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, an intern and medical resident at Duke University, went out to University of California in San Francisco, did more training in the heart. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. There's almost nothing in medicine that I haven't seen once. Easy to talk to, no bill, no paperwork. I promise you, I will not embarrass you. Even want to talk about sexual matters this time of year, I'd be glad to be that ear and give you some help to get in the right direction. Again, write it down. Call, because I promise you, you will not get in if you wait till the second hour. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. One last time, 1-888-553-7536.
And Larry is now on the air with you, Dr. Ken. Go ahead, sir. You have a question?
Yes, good evening to you, Dr. K. I'm in law enforcement, and I just had a kidney surgery about 5 weeks ago. I had a stent in the catheter 5 days after that, and I've never been the same since. I haven't really gone on light duty, but I feel not quite myself. I still have a lot of pains in my side with an upcoming appointment. What questions should I ask, and why should I be feeling this way 5 weeks after the fact?
What a great call, and what a great right to the point. This is my problem, and what questions do I ask? This is a perfect call. Go ahead.
Larry, I'm sorry you're having this problem. So you had a stent and a catheter in the urinary system, not in the circulatory system.
Pardon?
You said you had a stent and a catheter. This was done
in your urinary system. That's correct.
In your urinary system. So you had a kidney stone, and you hopefully left the doctor's OR suite, and you were supposed to feel fine afterwards. So you did not feel great when you left?
No, I haven't. And it's been 5 weeks now, and I don't know whether to claim light duty or not, because I went back to work relatively soon. But I'm still having complications. I have to be near a restroom. I have to. I have pains in my side, and I kept thinking, did he get it all, or why am I feeling this way after 5 weeks?
What? I guess you saw a urologist, I hope, who did this, Larry.
That's correct. That's who I see. And in a couple of weeks, I have an appointment with him for follow-up.
Okay, and you're totally appropriate, so don't start questioning yourself. What you're feeling you should not have. Does the urologist know that you're having these symptoms?
That's correct. I explained to him that I'm still having pains. As a matter of fact, he's one of the sharpest individuals I've ever met because he called me about 3 times afterwards after I was home, and I told him I'm still having complications.
Was he surprised?
He is. He said he just wanted to check things out, maybe have some more testing or x-rays or whatever, but I'm just not myself.
Right.
I have not been myself.
Okay, well, I would not push it. I would take it easy. You're a guy who I'm sure is not what us doctors like to call a malingerer, just makes up symptoms so they don't have to get back and do the hard task.
I'm already at work, so I'm back at work, but I didn't tell them everything. I just don't feel myself.
Right,
and
okay. And I want to reassure you that you're doing the right thing. Don't blame yourself. You need to get back to that urologist yesterday, and you should not be feeling this way. That's why the doctor keeps calling you, because this is not the normal course. I would imagine that the stone did not fully pass. He thought he got it. Maybe it was more than one. Maybe it was bigger than he thought it was. Something did not go right with that procedure. I hope the stent, the mesh that was put in to keep everything open, has remained open. It's not right. You shouldn't be feeling this way, Larry. And you may even want to give them a call and ask to be seen sooner.
Hey,
yeah,
you
shouldn't.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, don't let it wait, Larry. Get back to the doctor right away. That sounds like the right course of action, common sense-wise.
Let us know, Larry, if you talk to the urologist, who I'm sure will resolve this for you, but if the small chance they don't, call me back, and I'll be glad to help you get through all this.
888-553-7536. Next person on with Dr. Ken is Kevin, who lives in Iowa. Yes, sir, what's your problem?
Yeah, I'll make it quick.
Hi, Kevin.
I've been in tremendous body pain for over the past 5 years. I've not been able to work since I was 50. I'm 56, 55 right now. For the past month or so, I've been so cramped up that I decided I had to go to another doctor immediately. Maybe that this doctor was not seeing something. To make a long story short, I went to this other doctor having a 20-year opiate problem that I've now been off opiates for over 2 months. I went to a new doctor. She took my blood and my blood pressure. My blood pressure is 110 over 60. My blood sugar level was 666. And I've never had a diabetic problem in my life, and now I've been turned into a diabetic. I don't know why.
Kevin, you got to accept this now. It's hard, it's shocking, but if you have a blood sugar that was repeated and it's accurate and it's 666, you are.
I got it down. Yeah, I got it down to 180.
What diet?
I've been eating.
Kevin, to make it easy, let's not talk about the negatives, the positives with you. What diagnoses do you have that we know of first?
Right now, I need a right knee replacement. The left knee was already done.
Okay.
I need a right knee replacement. As you know, I'm obese. I'm in chronic body pain all the time. Everywhere I walk, I have to walk like I'm on a tightrope.
So, Kevin, you have pain throughout your body, but do you have any specific diagnosis that's causing this pain?
Well, there's been two diagnoses, and we've tried many drugs.
Give me first first tell me what you do. They have a clear diagnosis for you?
I don't know what clear is. First was fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And I tried all the medications to no avail. It changed my complete thinking pattern, and I was a lunatic medication.
Some people who have fibromyalgia, whatever treatments, you just haven't gotten right to the right treatment yet. But are the doctors questioning your diagnosis?
Yes, they are. And I have one thing to say that is so important, and nobody can give me an answer for the last 30 years. I have a white blood cell count that has never been below 13,000, and the last reading was 23,000, and it's been that way for 25 to 30 years. I don't know what that means.
That's why
I'm calling today.
Okay. So the normal white blood cell count, you take a specimen, it should be about 5,000 to 10,000, plus or minus, depending on the lab.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And it goes up when you can have an inflammatory response. You're allergic, or you have a foreign body in your body, and there's a increase in the white cells. Even stress can temporarily increase the white cell count, but you don't get a chronic elevation of your white cell count
all my life.
Your next step, I hope you've seen a hematologist who's actually even maybe done a burnout.
I've never seen a hematologist. I've never seen a rheumatologist. All they've done is control the pain and replace parts.
You need a new medicator. Give me a second. I don't know who's coordinating your care, Kevin, but you need good care coordinator, a good primary care physician who will do this. But if you've had an elevated white blood cell count to even 20,000 for all this time, you need to see a hematologist. They need to do what's called a bone marrow biopsy to evaluate your white cell count.
I need that, and I've got two tests set up where they're going to put a scope, I don't know what it means, in my mouth and somewhere else next week, and maybe they can find something, because all my internal organs seem to be...
Kevin, don't feel like you've been trapped in the healthcare system and nobody can help you and woe is me and I'm a victim,
that's
okay?
What I'm thinking.
Don't trumpet the victim march yet, okay?
I try to be positive now.
Yeah,
I try to be positive because I'm off the opiate.
Okay, give me a second, Kevin. And it may be true, maybe you have been victimized by the healthcare system, but just move on. It's not going to help you going
forward. Yes, sir, I know that.
Trust me.
I don't hate anybody.
Okay,
it's nobody's fault.
Great. And don't take this the wrong way. I'm just trying to coach you to get well, to the next step.
I appreciate your positive vibes and I know I'm going to get better because I got a 14-year-old son to raise.
Absolutely, I've got a 15. I know what it's like, and that's wonderful. And you need somebody on your side, a good primary care physician, either an internist or family doctor, who's your medical home coordinating your care, and if that's not happening, just rehire another one. Fortunately, we can still pick our doctors, usually often, and I hope that right remains, because that's something I'm thankful for.
All right, sir, good luck to you. 888-553-7536. You can sure hear stress and strain in some voices, and that causes it's hard to relax sometimes. We were talking earlier about the brain and the memory, and there was a lot of information this week, including a study on meditation and how that affects your brain, Ken.
Meditation seems to be a very healthy procedure, and this now has a good scientific basis from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week, Doug. People skilled at meditation, Doug, they seem to be able to turn off areas of the brain which are associated with daydreaming and psychiatric disorders such as autism and schizophrenia. This is really interesting. And what we're going to be able to do is learn more about how meditation works, could actually advance research into a number of diseases. A skilled meditator actually can decrease the activity in the brain's what's called a default mode network. This is very important because it's linked to attention lapses and disorders such as anxiety, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, and the buildup of the beta amyloid plaques. That's what causes Alzheimer's disease. So if you're a skilled meditator, you can actually get in there and close off this default mode network that just creates a lot of bad vibes inside your mind.
All right, something else for your mind. If you take the supplement choline, it'll be good for your memory now and down the road, right?
Choline is a supplement, a nutrient, which just seems to be very helpful. This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, that a choline-rich diet, it seems to be tied to a sharper memory. People who got plenty of choline in the study performed better on memory tests, Doug, with less likely to be showing brain changes, which were associated with dementia. Choline, it's a nutrient, it's found in foods, are you ready, like saltwater fish, eggs, liver, chicken, and yes, milk. And certain legumes, including soy and kidney beans. We'll have this up on the website. You don't have to take notes. Saltwater fish, eggs, liver, chicken, milk, and certain legumes like soy and kidney beans.
We'll drink some milk to that. Then a related story about those who are older, who weigh less than they used to, it may have a connection to a tendency toward Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does. My 85-year-old mother, bless her heart, who I'm visiting for Thanksgiving, in the last 6 months, we've noticed that she is losing weight. She could put on 10, 20 pounds and doesn't appear to be ill. And, it, you know, that was the first thing I thought about, is she forgetting to eat, which is a very early sign of Alzheimer's disease. This is in the medical journal Neurology, that being overweight in middle age is now recognized as a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, but being overweight or obese in later in life is actually associated with a lower risk for this age-related memory decline. Weight loss, it seems to be one of several bodily changes that occur in Alzheimer's disease long, very long before memory problems and other symptoms appear. And I'm keeping an eye on my mom.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea and good information to pass along. This program is all about information and help and support. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. May we be of service to you.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Everyone knows that old clip. It's one of 500 films in the Library of Congress National Film Registry. That's right. That dancing popcorn's been honored along with The Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
A fascinating new DVD, These Amazing Shadows, celebrates the film registry. It's a great documentary that, for some reason, makes me hungry.
To get ourselves a treat.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman do battle in Conan the Barbarian. Friday Night Lights' Kyle Chandler faces a space alien in Super 8. And Christopher Plummer starts life anew in Beginners. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about models in a magazine. All right, are you ready right now to stand in front of a photographer and be part of a wonderful magazine layout? Whether you're a handsome male or a gorgeous woman, are you ready? Well, not everybody is a handsome man, not everybody is a gorgeous woman. And yet, when you build up the self-confidence, when you build up the self-esteem, you might not need those looks. As a matter of fact, when you look at those people, that's what they all have. They have the confidence. They have the self-esteem. They have that self-image. You can take all that away, and their beauty and their handsome looks will be for naught. So we don't have to be gorgeous models or hunks. All we need is self-confidence, self-esteem, and lay it out for everybody to see all the time. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I have an email from someone named Catherine who asks about your advice for getting better care. She wonders whether there are various programs, health care reform. She references and different roles. She's trying to be active and doesn't necessarily like her doctors.
Shop around. Comparison shop, just like you do for everything else.
Yeah. Usually, common sense, for heaven's sakes, is an important part of making decisions here. Trust your gut. 51 After with Dr. Ken.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
After the hour, trying to keep you better than alive, trying to keep you well. The focus is on your health and well-being. Sometimes your mental state affects your physical state, and that's something to be aware of. That's why we were talking about stress relief earlier on. Dr. Ken, this is Thanksgiving weekend. What certain problems does that present? Any or all of those things are the threads for conversation, your health and well-being, your family, your friends, whoever it is that you'd like to call about. Help yourself. Let's get to the point. Tim, we'd like to get to the point with you. You're next on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Tim.
For the last 2.5 years, I've had the ringing of the ears called tinnitus.
Yes.
And about a month ago, I was listening to your show. I love the show. And a woman came on and mentioned that she had tried castor oil.
Uh-huh.
And the symptoms sort of went away. And I was just wondering, I did buy a bottle, and I'm wondering how to administer that. I've been taking a dab and putting it in my ear, or should I take it by the mouth? I'm wondering if I'm administering how to administer the castor oil to help me relieve of this. Has it worked for her?
Well, there's really, you know, this is not something that actually is recommended by the doctors for tinnitus. You know, there's something called a case reading, C-A-Y-C-E, where they talk about this. And if you want to go out on the web and read about it, you can see exactly what they do there. Mm-hmm. You know, tinnitus is ringing in the ears. There's a number of causes. Do we know why you have it?
It could be listening to loud music.
That'll do it.
Law enforcement were at the range and the loud guns. We did have ear cover, but, you know, it could be a series of things. I know my brother has it, and a number of people I've read on this, and
it's often
a number of people
related,
do acquire it.
It's often age-related. It often starts at about age 60. Make sure that there's no earwax blockage. Make sure that there's no damage to the ear bones. Meniere's disease, which is an abnormal inner fluid pressure or composition, can do this. Stress and depression, we were talking about this before, common cause. TMJ, temporomandibular joint issues, head injuries or neck injuries, an area where Doug is very interested about, can do it. Acoustic neuroma, this is a benign tumor that develops on the cranial nerve that runs from your brain to your inner ear. This can do it also. There are some head and neck tumors, high blood pressure, turbulent blood flow in the arteries of the neck can all do this. I hope you've had a thorough top to bottom being looked at. You're interested in the alternative medicine. There are a number of alternative treatments that have been tried. The alternative treatments haven't been shown in studies to be all that wonderful, but if you want to look into some of them that have been tried, they include acupuncture, hypnosis, the herb ginkgo, zinc supplements, lipoflavonoids, which is a vitamin complex supplement.
You know, I have tried that once, and it didn't seem to help.
Which one did you try?
The lipoflavonoid.
You know, the others, I don't think it would hurt. If you want to try some acupuncture, hypnosis, ginkgo or zinc, if you like going the alternative side, I don't think there's a much of a big downside if you do this with an experienced doctor who treats from this end. But there are also some traditional treatments and drugs. You've been to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, you'll get an earful of them.
Right. Doctor, I should say a while back I did see a chiropractor with like a survey, and he had me hooked up to a computer, and he did a head to waist on the spine, and he said that when he did the computer survey, he could see where he saw something that wasn't right. He said this could be ringing of the ears. I could correct that if you come in and with some treatments chiropractically. I'm just wondering if I should go there.
Well, I'd like to know first what the diagnosis is. What my approach is, you know, I don't want to exclude him. You need a team here. Have you been to the ear, nose, and throat doctor to get
a
diagnosis? Because the chiropractor, what I'm a little uneasy about, is not telling me specifically what his diagnosis is.
Yeah, but he'll do a cranial adjustment. He'll stick his finger up in your jaw and in those areas. I've had not ringing, but things that have been adjusted by a chiropractor, and that's what they do. So it isn't going to hurt you any. It may be surprising what it does do for you.
Yeah. Also, too, with the increase in sugar, you know, I'm an avid coffee drinker. I drink a lot of sugar with the coffee. I'm wondering if that could just keep it triggered, or is it just...
Tim, what did the ear, nose, and throat doctor tell you is the cause?
We can't deal with that now because we've run ourselves out of time. Get it checked, sir. But I would try the chiropractor just because it's an easy step and it's an easy try and it isn't expensive. 59 past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.